This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, President Obama is expected to sign legislation to pump about $17 billion into the Department of Veterans Affairs' struggling health care system. The agency came under fire, as you'll recall, from sometimes fatal delays for treatment and staff manipulating waiting lists. The money will go toward hiring more nurses and doctors and to allow some veterans to get care outside the VA system. But from the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this.
Under this legislation, Congress wants veterans to get care pronto. That's why the feds will cover private doc visits for vets who either live 40 miles from a VA medical center or have waited more than 30 days for a visit. But Gary Augustine with Disabled American Veterans says vets, by and large, like what they get at the VA.
VA knows how to treat the post-traumatic stress, the different types of spinal cord injuries. Those are done better in the VA than any place else.
Former VA Administrator Dr. William Duncan says the challenge is providing timely care and keeping vets tethered to the VA. Duncan knows peeling people away, even temporarily, means connecting them to other providers who may be even less functional.
There's a lot of doctor's offices that are not electronic. It depends on paper. Paper gets lost. It's a mess.
Duncan hopes the money to hire more doctors and nurses will add capacity, but he warns whether this money is well spent or not will depend on whether the VA can build smart systems to track and treat their patients. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.